Chunga, all the very best as you run up and down for this event here, and I know you'll get some ways. And also see you on that weekend. We'll definitely be there to come and just fellowship together.
Now we look forward to having you, and I hope you've registered.
I'm registering as soon as we get into the news. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. You're welcome.
Really do appreciate that. Chunga, talking about all things afternoon of worship organized by the Refresh City Refresh City Church, and of course that's the Youth Ministry Coordinator right here on Radio Christian Voice. Coming up, the news, then I'll be back in the second half of the program wrapping up what we've been looking at in this hour.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kikortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stand big back. Let's keep growing.
Nasa kuma easy kuma njota sisila. Shila kachapaka sichisila. Pasa ni drinki ene niziva. Tupo chiruisi ya sisila. Amen kuna juisi. Tupo chiru. Tupo chiru. Give me juisi. Tupo chiru. Ya sisila.
Introducing Juicy Super Chill flavored drink. Feel the chilling sensation.
Medrap concerned with government's reluctance on cholera prevention. The Human Rights Commission says police must investigate a PF secretariat violence. And teacher killed and 25 girls abducted in gun battle at Nigerian school. Good evening. With some news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, Medrap, has expressed concern with government's inadequate efforts to implement effective measures to prevent recurring cholera outbreaks in the country. This follows the announcement by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, that cholera cases have been recorded in Mpulongo, Kitwe, Masaiti, and most recently Monza District in Southern Province. Speaking to RCV News in Osaka today, Medrap Executive Director Leo Kalioka said, it is disappointing that government often responds decisively only after the disease has escalated. Government must not wait until people start dying before significant steps are taken to combat the disease, as doing so risks allowing its spread to other areas, leading to more loss of lives, said Mr. Lioka. He warned that with the onset of the rainy season, the situation could worsen if proactive measures are not taken, stressing that prevention is always cheaper and more effective than a cure. Meanwhile, Mr. Lioka also raised concern with the lack of effort by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development in clearing drainages a situation he says contributes to cholera spread. He has urged government to act swiftly to contain the spread of the disease, warning that delays could make the situation more difficult to manage if the outbreak spreads to more parts of the country.
We have another 4 or 5 months before the rain season, you know, can go. And it means that we have a long way to go with the cholera now, meaning that government really needs to come in very, very strongly, full force, and we are urging government now to be actually capacitated to bring in more volunteers to help the current workforce cope with the spreading cholera now before it can reach levels that would be unmanageable. That is one of the things that government have to do. Let's make sure that we have staff to be able to work, you know, and treat these cholera cases. We have a lot of, health workers that are unemployed.
The governance expert, Davis Lupendula, has called on the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to immediately declare the Chama constituency seat vacant, arguing that the continued absence of the area member of parliament, Tasila Lungu, is disadvantaging residents. A previous ruling by the Speaker indicated that Ms. Lungu would resume her parliamentary duties after the burial of her father, former Republican President Edgar Lungu. But speaking to RTV News on Saka today, Mr. Lupendula has accused the Lungu family of prioritizing the funeral, therefore delaying the burial. The Lungu family have taken a political stance on the funeral at the expense of national interest, said Mr. Lupendula. He argued that the situation has left the people of Chawama without effective representation, stressing that development efforts in the constituency cannot be put on hold. Mr. Lupendula has since called on the Speaker to immediately declare the seat vacant without hesitation, stating that the people of Chawama deserve someone who will direct the constituency in areas of development.
First of all, the people of Chawama deserve a representative. In view of the fact that the Lungu family has taken a political stance, therefore national interest must prevail beyond personal interest. Therefore, we are appealing to the Speaker of the National Assembly to immediately declare Chawama seat vacant in national interest, because the people of Chawama deserve a representative who will direct the constituents in the area of development and the good governance. Therefore, we urge the Speaker of the National Assembly not to hesitate, but declare the Chawama seat vacant.
The Human Rights Commission has called upon the Zambia Police Service to thoroughly investigate the acts of violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka on 15th November 2025. Commission spokesperson Pamela Sambo says the police must investigate the matter diligently and bring the culprits to book without fear or favor, adding that this will send a strong message that lawlessness and acts of violence will not be tolerated under any circumstances. Ms. Sambo said that violence in public spaces undermines the enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the right to peaceful assembly, liberty, and personal security. The Commission therefore calls for proactive and preventive law enforcement measures by the Zambia Police Service to deter and curtail acts of violence and thereby safeguard human rights and fundamental freedoms, particularly the right to peaceful assembly, said Ms. Sambo in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said that the Zambia police must further work towards a more facilitative environment for political parties to exercise their rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. Ms. Sambo said if decisive steps are not immediately taken to prevent and punish these emerging incidents of political violence, the situation may deteriorate in the lead up to the 2026 general elections. Infratel has today held a Girls in Technology initiative aiming to bridge the gender gap in the information, communication and technology ICT sector. The event, which brought together a number of young girls from various schools in Lusaka, provided insights into telecommunications and ICT careers, inspiring young girls to pursue tech careers. Speaking during a panel discussion, Ministry of Technology and Science Principal ICT and Cybersecurity Officer Gizela Zulu emphasized the role young girls play in shaping the future of technology, urging them to pursue tech careers and drive innovation. When young girls take up STEM careers, they help break these stereotypes and cultural norms that society has created around women in STEM, said Ms. Zulum. Ms. Zulum also stressed that young girls in tech should focus on developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills in order to